Realms of Peril and Glory will begin after these short messages.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
We'd like to thank our wonderful patrons, Mother of Ferrets, Zoe McCaden, and Ollie the Beholder, for their support in making this series possible. Without them, we would not be able to make Liminal London, Vale, or any of the other series that we make on Realms of Peril and Glory. So thank you so much for your continued support. And if you are considering, maybe head over to patreon.com/lightandtragic, where you can join these incredible people and help keep this show going. You get a lot in return, and we think it's very much worth it. So head over to patreon.com/lightandtragic and join the team today. Welcome one and welcome all back to Realms of Peril and Glory. My name is Zachary Fortescom and I will be your game master today. Joining me are three fantastical players. We are, of course, as always, playing Liminal by Paul Michener and published by Modiphius. If you want to play the game, the link is in the podcast description. But starting from Liz and working our way counterclockwise around the table, please, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Liz Campbell and today I'll be playing Mags Holt, a Brixton werewolf.
Hi there, I'm Pip Gladwin and today I will be playing Declan Buchanan, a Camden by way of Glasgow alcoholic.
Character class.
Yep. I'm a level 4 alcoholic.
Hi, I'm Naomi Clark, and today I'll be playing Montgomery Barker, a famous chicken nugget wizard from the estate.
Amazing. Every week we tend to give us a little London fact from one Naomi. When we're ready, let's go with our London fact.
Pip really like just not in it today.
Not feeling it. He's been told he has to behave.
The thing is, I think Pip really would have taken today's London fact, which is in Soho, where there is now a Pizza Express. There used to be an oral hospital, an ear hospital. But it was not a real ear hospital. So what would happen is they would stand on the street and they would basically do lip flap at people and be like, and then people were like, what? And it's like, oh, you might be deaf. You should come in. And they had a clock that had its ticking removed. So they'd silence the ticking mechanism.
Oh my God.
Be like, oh my God, you have to pay us money to get your hearing back. And then afterwards they had this really loud ticking clock that they would show them and be like, wow, your hearing's been cured by us.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's amazing you can lose your hearing and have it restored in the course of 5 minutes outside of a particular place. Incredible. Yeah.
What would they do to get people their hearing back, allegedly?
Well, he was a charlatan, so...
Was he?
Really?
The treatment, I believe, was probably in the woo-woo sort of leeches, blood-sucking, you know, that kind
of vibe.
Whatever
was cheap.
Yeah.
Whatever was cheap. Drink this and just say three Holy Marys.
Yeah.
I'm not Catholic.
Medicine. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, that was a London fact.
No, I'm not doing it.
Aww. Aww. Does Does Pip Gladwin need some kisses?
Yes.
Kisses for my Pip. Kisses for Pip Gladwin. Yum, 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 yum.
I deserve them.
Beauty kisses. Yum, yum, yum.
Everyone at home, Pip needs a little pick-me-up to get started for today's episode. So
people of planet Earth, lend me your energy.
So if you could at home or on the train or in the car while you're listening to this, just give us a little...
Just little kisses. Just press your lips to the nearest vertical surface.
Send your kisses into the ether.
Yep.
And they will arrive at Pip and he will be ready for today's episode. But in the meantime, last we left off, our characters had abducted Marcus Wesley, a chief inspector, a member of the P Division, the police force that are tasked with managing liminal London. You discovered that the person you were searching for, Flora Waldron, was gunned down in the Catacomb Club after stealing an artifact from the Fae and allegedly killing Amin, the former Duke of Kensington, and the murderer of her brother. So we open with you all, as always, rolling through a McDonald's drive-thru. What's everyone's order?
Oh, I am ordering chips / fries, mm-hmm. and I think I've got like 3 McFlurries, but in a large... lemonade cup, mm-hmm. and then the fries are also in there.
Oh,
what great. Time of day is it?
It's like 5. Probably by the time you've kind of done that interrogation, done everything earlier in the day, probably rolling to about 5, I think.
Sorry, I've just remembered that we slowed the van down a bit and then I kicked him out of the back.
Yeah.
Good times. Declan's feeling all right.
Oh, yeah?
I got some new coins.
Yeah.
You know, I'm feeling good. I'll just have a coffee.
One black coffee just and then you drive through
coffee.
The drive-thru.
Just one
black
coffee.
I'm screaming in the back.
And what are you getting?
Chips.
Chips. Amazing.
I think I would eat more, but watching Monty eat everything makes me feel a bit ill. So.
gonna hit flask a little bit of whiskey into this coffee.
So you roll out into the car park and you find yourself sat for a moment as Monty devours a bag of food. What are you all doing? You've found out some information. You have got somewhere you might want to go. What's
all right,
the deal?
So the thing about fries and whip is that the salt really brings out the sweet. So it's about a balance. And then obviously there's nothing wrong with a bit of potato. And because it's flash fried, I've got a cousin who works in the back of that one particularly.
It's the one in Shadwell.
Yeah. The hotness is sort of locked in, so you get like a cold, crisp exterior.
So Mags, I think that actually went pretty well. All things considered, I know it kind of, you know, went off the rails a bit there, but nobody got seriously hurt. All right, a couple of people did, but...
There's a busload of tourists that may have just seen something quite incredible.
Sure, nothing they're going to be able to explain to anyone, or that anyone's going to believe. Look, Marcus is still involved and he's...
could have seen a werewolf!
I thought there was enough going on.
I just wanted to say there was... kind of maybe a bit irresponsible of me to, you know, run off like I did after Marcus. So
it was twat behavior, mate.
Look, we're here now and we got some information, so, you know, progress.
Yep. Great. What are our options?
Well, listen, I don't know about you, but like I only need like a couple of hours to like fresh this fit up, and then I think we should go to Catacomb Club. I mean, everything fucking went down there. There's got to be some shit that we can, like, pull out of people. And also, a fucking O'Shantel, like...
Look, you guys remember what happened last time we went there? I just don't...
Yeah, but we know the tricks now, and, you know, we've met...
Yeah, we definitely know all the Fae tricks, Declan.
Oh, it'll be all right. Listen, we've had a rough day. I mean, it sort of came out right, but obviously everyone's feeling a little bit stressed, a little bit het up. And I don't know about you, but some fucking unts could really fix me right now.
As if we're sitting in the car without unts playing on the fucking stereo.
This is unts bop. It's not Unsun.
So can I get everyone to make me a lore check or streetwise, one of those? Actually, let's go streetwise with it.
Can I have lore because I have +2 to magical society?
Yeah, I'll let you have it.
9.
That's not bad.
10.
10, excellent.
8.
8.
All right, you guys have modifiers.
I think all of you, with a moderate success, you all understood that Fae were involved in that encounter that you just had. And I'm not saying this to dissuade you from going to the Catacomb Club, but it might be worth keeping in mind that if you were in an altercation with Fae earlier today, just hopping into the Catacomb Club, like, hey, I'm Declan, who just punched a fairy, might not be a great idea.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying.
Who are you,
Zachary?
Yeah, I like
who the fuck right are you talking to, Monty? Yeah. Are you all right?
Okay, well, we've got some artifact, something to find.
We could
go
to Old Bailey, but like, listen, I think there's a lot to be said for community agitation. And I think that's what we're doing. And you know what? They deserve to have their backs up a little bit.
Okay, well, look, I'm not saying I want to do this, but maybe the mistake we made last time was going in somewhere where, you know, it wasn't public. We ended up some back alley kind of thing. If we go in, I don't know, maybe they're not going to start something in front of a crowd of patrons? I don't know.
Peak time. That's the way to go. Oh,
God.
Listen. If Chantel's with us, we won't have to queue, so...
I'm not convinced Chantel is real, Monty.
Chantel! She's well steep.
Yeah.
No, that's about the only... Is there anything else about this woman?
What's her personality like,
right,
Monty?
Like, what's she like?
She's steep. Fucking... What more do you need to know?
I'm not
giving you her number.
That's fine. I'm not asking for a child's phone number. That's fine. No, great. What, a couple hours, you said? And then, what, meet nearby? And
have you got threads, bro?
I own clothes.
Yeah, I think we should...
I don't.
A time for a dressing montage. Outfit
Declan
montage.
Declan gets out of the van and walks away. And you don't see him until later.
Outfit montage. Outfit
As you
montage.
Shout outfit montage out the window at him. He just walks away.
Okay, amazing. Let's say about 4 hours, 9 o'clock, you roll up, things start kicking off. That's a bit early. Say you meet around 9. What are you doing for the 4 hours between?
Emptying Axe body spray. Just like
just
end.
Lynx, Africa, everywhere.
Yeah, just like layers. Layers upon layers.
Monty emerges from what looks like a steam room, but upon closer inspection, it is just fumigated with Lynx Africa.
And I do that thing, you know, like in the 90s where boys do that thing where they're like, just gelled like the top. Yeah, that's what I'm
doing. What tracksuit are you wearing?
This is like slightly more fancy than my usual. So I'm wearing black.
Oh.
Yeah, so I got black with like gold stripe and then the Adidas on the bottom.
Nice.
Is it real Adidas or is the one that has like too many stripes?
Oh, it's not real Adidas. Nothing I wear is even real clothes.
Just I'm nude with a glamour on.
Yeah. At all times.
No.
And I've been sitting on Declan's couch.
I mean, it needs to be burned anyway.
I wondered why it was sweaty.
Just every time I leave a seat, there's just like a little ass print.
Gross.
I mean, no one's seen a bedroom, right? Like you all assume Declan has a bedroom, but I don't think he does. I think he just sleeps on that couch.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Are you going to call Chantel?
Oh, for sure. But I'm not going to call her because what year is this?
Christ. Uh-uh. That was like a backhand. That was like...
No, that was a full front hand. I send her a bunch of emojis and drop a pin on the Catacomb Club. And I think the emojis are like... vampire fairy.
Yeah.
Little purple winky devil, little purple
winky
devil.
Winky devil, yeah.
Yep.
The flamenco dancer. And like 3 purple love hearts, which she knows what that means.
She sends...
And then mountains.
You just see the writing bubble come up, and then it's just a hamburger emoji and a question mark.
I put back fries, 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 and then an aubergine.
Thumbs up emoji.
Yeah!
No, the okay sign emoji.
Yeah.
Hideous.
I loved that, and I kind of hate that I loved it, but I really did. I really genuinely loved that.
Why would I make Zach do a voice when I can just tell him about emojis?
Yeah, she only speaks in emojis. When we meet her, she's just going to open her mouth and emojis are going to come.
Side eyes. Sad face. Okay, great. What are the rest of you doing in this time?
Drinking.
Okay.
And shaving, maybe?
Yeah, you want to shower?
Shower.
I shower.
You shower
being
and you
caught
drink.
Out in the rain is not showering.
Not sure. Leave me alone.
Falling asleep on a bench in the rain
a very
is not
sad
showering.
Life. No, I say drinking, like not hardcore drinking. The sort of the functioning level of it that kind of Declan has been living at for the last sort of four years or so. He thinks about calling Sajid.
Yeah, Sajid Patel.
And then kind of. There's kind of nothing he could really say, honestly. He thinks about calling him, and there's just like, you know. Yeah.
Do you go home?
Declan go. Yes.
If you go home, could you roll me an own awareness or something like that?
That's just a six.
Okay, so you get home, you go inside, you get into your office, you close the door, and I think Declan. Despite being a horrible alcoholic, I think you have good senses still. Like, yeah, even though they're dull.
I've got a plus +3 in awareness.
Yeah.
I just didn't roll very well.
You are surprised at being startled by someone sat on your couch.
Ooh.
And someone in a police uniform.
Ooh.
And it is Sajid Patel.
Great.
Right?
All right. Would you fucking break in?
I've got fucking skills as well. It's not just you.
It's not about whether you have the skills or not. It's just about whether it's legal to do that.
No, it's not fucking legal, but neither's breaking the arm of a chief fucking inspector, you wanker.
You're telling me Marcus fucking Wesley didn't deserve it?
Oh, of course he fucking did. But now, I've got to fucking arrest you. It's not nice that, is it? You're lucky it's me, not fucking... an armada of fucking police officers.
Well, they know you're here.
Yeah, they know I'm here.
Sent you on your own?
There's backup, not too far.
Not too far,
not
huh?
Not too far.
Okay.
Plenty of opportunity for them to take their fucking time.
Great.
You gotta be fucking careful, mate. Let's have a wee chat. Then you clock me in the face and you get the fuck out of here.
Hey, that sounds good.
You... are back on the fucking naughty list, mate.
Fine. I mean, I'm shocked that I'd left it.
You were irrelevant on that.
Fair.
Now, you got our fucking attention again. I did not want to come here. I told you when you showed up you should not have been there. I told you.
Then why did he run?
He's fucking guilty, obviously. You still shouldn't have been there.
Wait, what? Are you going to sort it out, are you?
You know what? There are fucking ways of dealing with this. Obviously, it's not going to get fucking dealt with, but it's better than you having to go on the run in fucking London.
Yeah, I can survive. I've managed to just about.
You have not managed with the full force of P Division coming after you, mate. You were suspended. Now you're wanted.
Just me?
For now.
Do they know?
There are other persons of interest, but...
I mean, to be fair, I did tell Marcus about who Monty was.
Considering the relationship of your colleagues with parties we'd rather not have problems with, we've elected to ignore them for the time being. You, on the other hand, are just some fucking man. Just some fucking prick with a drinking problem who will fucking take in and go down for this.
Give me a chance to sort this out before I do.
Oh, I'm giving it to you right now. I told you. You're gonna clock me in the face
Yep.
You're gonna fuck off out of here.
Do you mind if I grab some clothes first?
Yeah, right, go on.
Thanks. And I'll, like, go into my bedroom, which I do have.
Yep.
What are you gonna wear?
No, I'm just, like, shove a bunch of stuff in a bag. this is not a dress. I'm so sorry.
I like how you heard this whole scene and were like, but what's the fashion going to be?
No, so the next 5 minutes is just me coming out of the room in different outfits. And
No, not that one.
And then I go back out. Yep. And I come out in a gold lamé suit.
Are you wearing a kilt for this evening out? Because that would be like, what a fucking vibe.
I don't own a kilt. That's racist. I grab like a duffel bag and shove a bunch of stuff in it. Just a few bits and bobs and
a little handsaw.
Incidental keepsakes. No, I fully like wind up the fucking plug on my ankle grinder and put that in the bag.
That's a basic necessity. I'm gonna need that. Yeah.
And I think the last thing Declan's gonna do is just kind of looking around. He's left a load of stuff, but like a lot of stuff in this room is just like old bits of paper, and you know, a lot of these clothes don't even fit him that much anymore because he's lost quite a lot of weight in the last 4 years. And he opens a little drawer by the bedside and he takes out a little box, like small little box, opens it for a second, and you see there's like a ring inside it, and he closes it, puts it in a pocket. And then he goes back out with the bag.
Right, don't fucking break my jaw, all right?
I am not gonna use you owe me the
I gotta make it look fucking real, mate. No, not use that shit.
You're on Excalibur, do you?
Fuck off, you prick.
Take the knuckle duster off. All right, okay. On three.
Right.
One, and I hit him in the face.
Yeah!
He drops to the ground. Oh, you fucking wanker. And I take it you just bolt out the door.
No, Declan's gonna go out the back. I wanna say there's like a little fire escapey kind of round the back that sort of goes down the back of the kebab shop that his office is above.
Yeah, down a little alleyway, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to climb down a little fire escape out the back.
Amazing.
And yeah, just throw a glance at Sajid on the way out and just kind of nod, really know what to say, and leave Camden at speed.
Yeah, as you're sliding down the pole and like headed away, you hear the sound of like in the distance a police car go, and like the clearly something, some signs has been spread across the police.
Cap, pull it down over my face.
Of course.
And run to the nearest train station.
Okay. Yeah, you head to the nearest tube
underground
station. Where are you headed?
Where am I headed? I don't know where I'm headed.
Come to the estate. We've got an iron for those shirts.
Look, I don't know, we can't do this, but part of me wants to just be like, either call Annie and just be like, do you mind if I just bunk in the safe house for a few days? No, because they're fucking looking for me.
You know what?
That makes perfect
sense. That's a good idea.
I think I text Annie and just let her know that I'm on my way to the secret.
Wanted on my
way. To the secret location.
You're going all the way to Wales.
All the way to Wales, Monty.
The only vampire in the village.
She is definitely in Wales.
Definitely.
I go to wherever our very expensive safe house is. Just so I can like have a shower. And,
okay.
You know, yeah. Assuming, obviously, that she's okay with that.
I think Annie probably also smartens you up a bit. So there.
We'll see.
Lots of cardigans. Declan's wearing 14 cardigans.
I think you arrive at the safe house. Annie is there. Annie is safe. There is like a sofa there. There's a bedroom. It's like a.
I'm imagining it like below. Yes. No windows because vampire.
Exactly. Some basement apartment in South London somewhere. But she very happily, you know, you've set her up here. She very happily offers you the sofa.
Like delighted for some human contact.
Yeah. So, yeah, you smarten yourself up and you can head over to the Catacomb Club as and when.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Max, what are you getting up to?
So Declan left the van. Monty, I assume, was talking about the, I don't know, pregame getting ready or something.
Yeah.
And I think Max probably just pulls out her phone and makes an excuse, being like, oh, I'm sorry, I got some pack stuff, but I'll see you there. And we'll get out. And yeah, I don't know, how's the pack been sending me anything? This isn't asking for you to give me something to do. I'm just saying, like, have they been in contact with me, or am I being a bit ignored?
I wouldn't say ignored is the word. I would say nothing has come in the last 8 hours since you've seen them.
But I think you should put the rose in your hair when you go to the catacomb club.
Yeah, you haven't heard anything from them.
I think Mags makes her excuses for Monty in a bit of a kind of awkward, like, I don't know what's gonna happen in the estate. Like, it sounds like a lot. Steps out, kind of pretending that she's got to, you know, deal with stuff, and is on her own. Declan and Monty are elsewhere. Looks at her phone. No new messages on the pack chat. And just doesn't really know what to do with herself.
Go to a Next. Buy a new outfit.
Primark.
Do you head towards home or do you just wander?
4 hours to get to South London and back.
Oh, yeah. You'd spend all of 5 minutes at home.
Sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I just wander like a sad person.
So you kind of wander around. You eventually make your way down to... You find yourself around the London Bridge area anyways, kind of around Monument. And I would love it if you could roll me an awareness check just as you kind of wander past Monument Station towards Cannon Street and Mansion House.
Six.
So with a six, you realize kind of a bit too late that someone has been following you for a bit too long.
Right. I'm going to start walking across the bridge.
Yeah, across London Bridge.
Not a lot of directions to run when you're in the middle of a bridge. And I think I'll get to the middle and, I don't know, turn around.
Okay, amazing. So you kind of head out to the middle of the Thames person definitely still behind you. You can hear their feet clacking on the ground. Sounds like heels. Not very practical footwear from what you can hear.
Before I turn around, I think I'm going to kind of dawdle a bit as if I'm looking out across and see if I can pick up their scent on the wind.
Nice.
Absolutely. With a +2, can you roll me an awareness check?
14.
Ooh. You immediately, the wind blows just the right way through the river, and you pick up the scent of another werewolf, one you don't recognize for a minute, and then you pick up the scent and you recognize it from the rose that was left on your doorstep.
I turn around.
As you turn around, you see this kind of statuesque looking woman. She has dark skin, thick braids, and she doesn't even like look surprised when you turn around. She just smiles and says, "Well, finally, I was wondering when you'd catch on."
I was a little distracted. You seem to be following me.
Yes, you got my gift this morning?
Yeah, that's a real statement to send out of the blue. Have we met?
No. Prudence Valentine, lovely to make your
Prudence
acquaintance.
Prudence Valentine!
And she puts out her hand to offer to shake it.
I shake it, I guess, yeah.
I'm reaching out from an interested party, obviously. Very aware that you've been making...
Everyone's like a fucking interested party. Sorry, yeah.
You've been making some ripples in the city, and you've caught our eye, and well, I thought we'd get in touch, see if you'd be interested in finding out how the better half live.
Sorry, I don't... Are you from... I name a pack that I know in this area.
You could just say the Wolfsbane pack, or...
Ugh, no, gross. Those guys are gross. I hate them.
Think of another one.
Liverpool Street Station.
LSS.
The LSS, yes.
Yeah, the LSS.
No. You probably wouldn't have heard of us. Quite exclusive.
Just say you're from Wimbledon and go.
we part of a society that we take great pride in our history as lycanthropes and love to share in our history of being a part of a larger community of international werewolves. The best among us, really. Not your common old pack of pups.
Okay. I guess it's nice to meet you. Sounds like I've been missing out.
Well, yes.
Invite her to the club. Invite her to the club. Bring her to the club.
Absolutely not.
Well, look, if you'd be interested, we're having a little soiree, just a few of us.
I knew you were going to say soiree.
I love this commentary of just the ghost of Monty. It's like... No, it's beautiful.
I can't hold my shit.
It's weird what's happened here, Zach, because you've sort of introduced this sort of very alluring sort of female character, and just suddenly Naomi can't shut the hell up.
Listen, he said statuesque and I knew it was on.
I know, I heard the word statuesque and I went, oh no.
I've got short king energy and I own that, it's fine.
She hands you a card that has her name, an address kind of near Kensington area.
Of course, yeah.
And a phone number, and says, the address is here tomorrow, 8 p.m. Can we see you there?
Dress code?
Nothing but black tie, darling.
Yes, I'd be delighted. Thank you.
Marvelous. Well, I will see you then.
You will.
She kind of struts back down the north side of the bridge. And you kind of turn the card over and you see that it says on the back, Lycaean Circle.
Is the card pearlescent? Because in my head, it's very much pearlescent.
It's pearlescent. It's also holographic.
Okay. Well, that was one of my weirder interactions, which is saying something. Just put the card in my jacket and continue to aimlessly wander.
As you say, that was one of my weirder interactions. Your phone just starts going off and you look and it's just another one of those strings of emojis from Monty.
It's me checking in on your dress and if you have like the right threads.
Oh, it's just a bunch of like...
Yeah.
Like different outfits.
Oh, God.
It's about 8:30 p.m., Monty, back at the estate. And you're about to head out because it's about time for you to leave to meet up with the others in time. You do see that Lucy is kind of sat on the sofa, rubbing her eyes a bit. She seems really tired.
I sink down on the sofa next to her and I go, "All right, Squidling, what's up? It does take it out of you. How much you been doing?"
"What, magic?
What?" "No, fucking Scrabble. Yes, magic."
"Oh, not much. Nana said I couldn't do it anymore. And she's like, oh, I can't actually do it anymore." And she's kind of like trying to produce magic and it's gone. Like she's trying to do it. And Nana said that it would be gone. So it's gone now, I guess.
Can I do a law magic society something to see if I know there's a way to dampen magic?
Yeah, roll me a lore check.
Ooh, that's an 8 and then another 4, so give me a 12.
You kind of put your hand on Lucy's hand and you kind of that thing where you can feel other people's magic and it doesn't feel like it's in there and it's been dampened. It feels like it was in there and it's not there.
Any milking her for magic and giving it to Declan.
Interesting.
That's a fun idea.
That is a
I
fun
say
idea.
Fun, like,
somebody is doing
good.
Some dodgy shit with the magic.
But somebody is doing dodgy shit with the magic. That's true.
Yeah. So I say, you know what? Don't worry about it. But you should nap, kiddo.
Yeah, I'm going to go to bed or go to school.
I put her in bed and I say, "Look, I'll call and just say you're sick, right? Too fake or whatever." So,
thank you, Monty.
Tuck her in and move her little hair out of her little eyes.
Yeah.
And then I stalk off down to Nana Barker's.
Yeah, I thought you might. I knew that it would go immediately to Nana Barker's. Yeah, you don't need to knock on the door. Door's open.
I don't. I'm like, well, bam.
"Hello, darling. What are you doing? You look nice. Are you going out?"
"Better question, what are you doing, Nana?"
"Bring Nana to the club."
"A club full of birds.
I'll call this one the bird."
She turns into a bird.
She turns everyone else into birds.
Just eating a dance floor.
"I don't know what you mean, darling. What doing what?"
"Little Lucy, she's heartbroken. You took it out, right?"
"Yes, darling, I did. There's no point in her having it. It would be little parlour tricks, nothing like you and me."
But you... How often you been doing that?"
"They're all there when they crop up, little ones."
That's not fair."
Mm.
"Put it back!"
"I can't. It's part of my magic now."
"Do I... as a practitioner, know how to swallow magic from others?"
"I don't think you do."
That feels distinctly Nana.
Yeah, I know.
Swallowing birds, swallowing magic.
I don't think you do. I think that is an extremely advanced thing.
So, what's the point?
"Finding what, darling?"
"I spent so much time thinking that this was like destiny or fate or whatever. It's not. It's just you. I gave up so much for this. Could have been a professional footballer."
"Darling, be honest with yourself. You were never that good at it."
"I broke up with that girl because you said she was wrong. And, you know, I gave up fucking calligraphy because you said it weren't any good and..."
"We all have to make sacrifices, Monty. I have sacrificed everything for this family.
And you just want to keep shoving that down. Isn't there a point where you think, man, this fucking sucks. Maybe I'll make sure that's not what happens to everybody else."
"I am trying. Why do you think I take the fucking magic? Why do you think that I keep us all together like this? Why do you think I keep us strong so that we can fight these battles when they come? Do you think I teamed up with the fucking sisterhood for no good reason? On a whim?
You know what? That's great for you. But you're still Lucy's gran, and honestly, I think you're being a bit shit about it. And I push over a potted plant and I leave.
Amazing.
It instantly reforms.
Yeah.
She yells after you. One day, Monty, you will realize that I have given you everything that you are.
You know what? I didn't ask for it. You know what? You know what, Nana? And I walk back in and I say, take it all away. Go on. Drain me. I know you want to. You could be so much more powerful. Just another grandkid in the machine. Zach is looking at me like,
she.
Do it.
You see Nana's face as you say this to her. It's a combination of betrayal and fury and just hatred at what you have said to her. And she says, fine, if you don't want it so bad, I'll give it to someone who will actually fucking use it, not some fucking punk like you. And she performs a ritual in the air, forming runes with her hands drawn out, and you feel this energy begin to drain from you, and it feels like you are being ripped of joy, of happiness, of every good feeling that you've ever had. Gone.
I am, like, crying, like, there's fucking tears just, like, rolling down my cheeks. And I think I, like, basically stumble to my knees in front of her as she begins, you know, continues to rip this out of me. But I don't break eye contact. You know, I just cry my goddamn heart out and just let it happen.
And she finally saps the very last drop of your magic from you, and you're deposited outside of the estate, beyond the borderline. She doesn't even want to look at you.
I leave the car where it is.
I'm not sure we have access to that van anymore.
Yeah. I think I see Lucy, who has come to the barrier, like, she's come to the walkway.
Yeah.
And I'm still, like, bawling, and I feel like I've been carved out, but I give her little finger guns and thumbs up, and then I turn away.
And you just hear, as you turn away,
Monty, don't go.
I keep walking.
And you walk. It is there that we are going to end today's episode.
It's a sad one.
Oh no!
Who saw that coming?
I'm sorry, a full, like, grown man bawling and giving you finger guns is what I missed out on.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Liminal. That was a really good one. Please, can I get everyone, starting with Naomi and going clockwise around the table, to tell me where people can find you?
Hi, I'm Naomi Clark, and today I was the saddest girl under your bed. And you can find me at Naomi Thinks It all over the internet, and you can find the show that I wrote at The Kilda. It's a secret saying Kilda. It's very spooky, and it will also make you cry.
Hi, all indeed, bye. I'm Pip Gladwin, and you can find me at Pip_Gladwin on Twitter. You can check out old stuff that I'm in, like Wooden Overcoats or other stuff on Realms of Peril and Glory. Who knows which ones, because it could be Veil, just Veil Season 1, or it could be also Veil Season 2, or it could be something. Ooh, maybe some of that I'm running. Who knows? Could be something like that. I might have done that, but who knows? Also, check out Chapter of Multiverse over on Rusty Quill. And, you know, maybe
series 3 of Victoriosity.
I mean, definitely.
I mean, I'm in it. I think I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah.
And it's like a proper part and everything, which is quite exciting. Great. It's really nice. Anyway, bye.
How does it feel to follow that, Liz?
Hi, I've been Liz Campbell. You can find me on socials at Liz X Campbell.
Great.
you did great, but Pippa has his head in his hand, so he's really feeling it. And this is only 2 whiskeys in, so you know it's really 3 whiskeys. Oh, he's 3 whiscies in. That makes sense.
My name is Zachary Fortescombe. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at ZachFG. That's ZACKFG. Listen to The Orphans, science fiction podcast about found family and rebellion in space. It's pretty good. Pip is in some of it, and he's good in it.
Believe it
or
not,
he's fine.
He's okay.
And I'm better when people give me a script.
You can watch the other actual play show that I produce called Oxventure at youtube.com/Oxventure. It's also pretty good.
I love how everything is pretty good today.
You can support the show by heading over to patreon.com/lightandtragic. That's the absolute best way of supporting us. Support independent creators. Continue to make cool independent podcast stuff. You get bonus shows, ad-free listening, and a whole lot of other stuff if you just head over there. Thank you very much if you're already a supporter, and thank you very much if you're considering it. You can follow the show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at RealmsPod. That's RealmsPod. What did I miss?
I was just going to say, if you want some of our sweet Steep t-shirt merch, that's available now.
That's
from
true.
The shop.
That's
well
true.
Steep. Let everyone know how steep you are and how steep is well.
You can follow the show on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at RealmsPod. That's RealmsPod. Thank you everyone for being here, and we will see you next time. Goodbye.
Ta-ta.
Bye.
Bye.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.